Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Wonderful to be with you today, listeners. I wonder where you're listening from. Maybe you're getting ready in the morning for work, or maybe you're driving around for work, you're driving to a job, you're at home cleaning the house right now. Hey, just want to let you know we're thankful that you're tuning in listening today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys listening in, and man, we're excited. We are in a great series, or a great message right now, Kingdom Marriage. And guys, today is Valentine's Day.
You ready, Pastor Aaron? So wish them a happy Valentine's Day.
All right, let's do it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Let's go. Especially to all the married couples out there, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you guys are enjoying this day. This is going to be a great message for you today about how to have a kingdom marriage. It was just an awesome message. And I just wanted to encourage you guys. I actually was just talking with some of our teenagers in the past week about what it means to live God's way in a relationship, in friendships, in this world. And I just wanted to, because we've been talking a lot this week about, man, how God has that covering for us, that God is the one who's the maker of marriage. And I just wanted to encourage you, if you would submit to God's way, if you would read the instruction, man, if you would read the Word of God, read the principles in the Bible and begin to apply that to your marriage, do things God's way, there is a blessing and anointing and a fruitfulness that's going to come with that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've been talking about all week. But I just kind of wanted to say it point blank and be like, hey, if you really want a blessing over your marriage and your relationships, do it God's way.
Yes.
Do it to hold yourself to God's standard. And when you begin to do that, there's going to be a shift and a change, and it's going to bring blessing and anointing on your life.
And maybe you've never heard anything like this before, like doing relationships God's way. Let me encourage you to start reading your Bible.
That's right.
Figure out the way God wanted us to have relationship with one another.
Come on.
All right, let's get to the message.
Let's do it.
You can't stop the rain. It's going to come. Trials, tribulations, they're going to come. You need an umbrella. How do you get it? You decide as a married couple, together, we're working for a kingdom purpose. We're working for a kingdom purpose. Now, how do you decide what your kingdom purpose is as a couple? Because it doesn't look like my wife's and I's kingdom purpose. You can figure out a kingdom purpose on your own. To come together to make an impact on the kingdom of God together. That's the purpose of your marriage. If you want to do that, then you will come under a covering, a blessing, a protection, a convenience. A trial comes, you put up the umbrella. The umbrella's up. The winds blow, you can protect yourself with the umbrella, the covering, the protection. When I graduated college, I had to move back into my parents' house for a season. And they had rules that I had not been under when I was at college. But I came under their roof. And my dad and mom said, you can live here rent-free for about a year. Before you get married, you can save your money, store some away, so that way you can head into marriage with some finances and a blessing. We want to do that for you. But I found out something when I came back under the roof of my parents' house is that their rules were different than what I had been living under when I was at college. There was some expectations of me now that were different than when I was on my own. But when I came under the roof, if I wanted the blessings of a warm room and a hot meal on the kitchen table and a fridge full of drinks and ice cream and a pantry full of popcorn and cereal and pretzels and all the good stuff, guess what I needed to do? I needed to submit under the covering. And you know what? I realized there's some blessings here. Because my pantry at college, nothing. Nothing. My mini fridge at college, nothing. Absolutely nothing. There was a shelf in my room where they said, hey, you can put some snacks up here. I'd look up at my shelf, and there's nothing on it. And my fridge was empty. But when I got home, there was a full fridge. And there was a packed pantry. And there was a second pantry in another room full of stuff. And then my mom had a second fridge in the basement. It was full of drinks. There was two fridges packed. All I had to do was come under some simple rules. And I got all this blessing. I could do that for a year. And I did it. And see, that's what happens when you come under something. Sure, there's some rules. Sure, there's some expectations. Sure, there's a lifestyle that we must keep up. There's something, there's a respect for our Heavenly Father up above. I don't do whatever I want and tell God to bless me. Nope, it don't work like that. But there are blessings if I come under and I submit to God's authority in my life. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Amen, church? Here you go, Sue. I'm going to give the umbrella back. Thank you very much. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But there is one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ. The head of every woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. Men, we yield to Christ. There's a covering and a protection when we do that. Women, you submit, you respect your husband, you come under the authority that you feel like, or the leadership that God has put over you, and there is a covering and a blessing that comes on you when you do that. Amen? Ephesians 5:33, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. There is a command to love for the man, there's a command to respect for the wife. If you really want some tremendous blessings, I say work hard. Work hard to do those things. To do those commit to those things. The musts. We call them the musts. I'll read them to you again. Ephesians 5:33. Each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. You want to have a lot of turmoil and conflict within your marriage? Men, show no love to your wife. Women, show no respect for your man. What will happen is you will have tremendous conflict. And then eventually what will happen is a man will spend the majority of his time where he finds the most respect. And then the woman will spend the majority of her time where she can find the most love. If you can't find it with each other, you will find it somewhere, and you'll spend the majority of your time there instead. We must come under this covenantal blessing. Follow these musts. Do these things to have a kingdom marriage. Can I get an amen today? You know, in every single wedding that I've ever done, there's always a moment of a unity candle, a unity rope, a unity sand, something like that. You ever know what I'm talking about when I say this? And the couple has candles lit, and there's, you know, two candles lit, and there's an unlit candle in the center, and it's bigger and better. And the couple comes together, and they take their individual candles, which represents themselves, and they both at the exact same time light that big center candle, and then they blow out their candles to say, you know, my individuality is gone. I am now a married couple. But I want to just let you know something about this, is that when you get married, your individuality is not gone. That moment of that unity candle, or braiding that rope, or filling that sand jar up with, and all your sands are layered and they get all mixed in there, and look, we're no longer alone. We're one. That's just worldly jokes that don't work. You are an individual. And you're going to find that maybe for the first week of your marriage, you can put aside some of your likes to prefer his or her likes. You can decide to take the bullet for the team again and again and again. Eventually, you're going to say, I can't take it anymore. I can't stay up till midnight. I got to go to bed at 9 p.m. I'm just sorry. It's who I am. I can't go out on a Friday night and I'm too tired. I'm so sorry. I've been trying to hang out in the evenings with you. I can't do it anymore. You are still an individual. But there can be unity with two individuals. And unity doesn't mean that you are exactly alike. Listen, if you are exactly alike, then you don't need each other. You're different for a reason. God wants to use your differences. Satan wants to attack your differences.
I love that you are talking about in this message that we are different, that our spouse and us are different. Mm-hmm. And I love this because if you know me and my wife, we are very different.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just so many things about us that are very different. The way we grew up was different. The foods that we eat are different. My wife's a vegetarian. I'm a big hunter. Like, we're very different.
Yeah.
But we got Jesus right. Like, Jesus is our number one priority for both of us. We are both madly in love with Jesus and want our life to serve his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And because we got that right, all the rest of our differences, yeah, sometimes there's some disagreement. Like, I want to have steak for dinner tonight. And, you know, I don't eat steak. So what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Mm-hmm. But all of those differences can easily be set aside mm-hmm. when our number one thing is Jesus. Mm. And when we pursue Jesus together, it grows us closer together. Mm. And I love that you say, man, God wants to use your differences for the kingdom. His praise the Lord that me and my wife are different. I mean, she can do incredible things for the kingdom that I can't do. I mean, even I was thinking about just in a church setting at our church here at Cornerstone. Actually, our wives, your wife Jen and my wife Dana, run and lead a ministry here at Cornerstone together. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And it's not a ministry that I could lead. I serve in it. I love to be a part of it and have the special events. But leading that ministry, I would feel lost and I wouldn't feel qualified to do it. But man, she has a heart for it and a passion for it. And she's so fired up about doing it. I mean, that's what it's like when you have two people who are different but passionate about Jesus. Man, you can work through those differences and see God use you for the kingdom in awesome ways.
Every spouse has to celebrate the other.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times what you're celebrating in the other person, you don't necessarily even connect with or quite understand. Mm-hmm. But you got to celebrate it.
Come on.
There's definitely things that my wife is passionate about that I'm just not right there with her.
Yeah.
But I want to celebrate her, like, go for it. Go. Do it.
Absolutely.
You want to do this? I'm there for you. I'm your biggest fan. I'm going to cheer you along. And I don't want to do it, but I'm so happy that you're excited to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's not asking me to do it. She just needs a little bit of cheering to get it done.
Absolutely.
And she does the same thing for me. And that's what spouses need. They need the other to cheer them on and mm-hmm. celebrate them, even though we don't understand what they're doing.
Right.
Still, go for it. And that's a good thing. Like I said at the very end of this, God wants to use our differences. Mm-hmm. The enemy is trying to attack mm-hmm. our differences.
That's right.
Listen to God.
Listen to God.
Not the enemy.
Let's go.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.